Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Tezayin. Brachas Tezayin, we are on Tes Vav Amid Beis by the two dots. Tes Vav Amid Beis by the two dots as we continue here on the second to last daf in the second parak of Maseches Brachas. So we continue. Tani Rav Ovadia Kamei Derava. We're talking about different halachas about Kriyashma, as these first couple of prakim are all about. Tani Rav Ovadia, about 6 lines up from the bottom. Kamei Derava V'limadetem Shehei Limud Chatam. V'limadetem V'darshin. Your limud, you're saying the word should be tam, should be complete. What does that mean? Sheitein Revach Bein Hadveikim. There should be space between the davuks, the letters that stick together. There should be space between them. For example, Ani Rava Basrei. So Rava hears this brisa and says, hey, I have examples of that. Kagon, Al Lavavecha, Al Lavavchem, Bechal Lavavcha. Whenever you have the end of a word ending with the same letter as the beginning letter of the next word, to take a break between those. That's Revach Bein Advekim, Bechal Lavavchem, Esev Besadacha. V'avadatem mehera hakanaf psil. So right, even if there's a dagesh in one and not in the other one, they're still close. Eschem me'aretz. So all of these, one has to take a break in between the letters. Tosfos quotes the Rif, who quotes others that aren't exactly the same letters, but similarly where we have to leave a break. Tosfos says v'chara af. We can't say v'charaf. Dim kain dim lo yitin revach aznir kamo v'cheref. It'll appear like v'cheref is like blaspheming. Should be v'chara af. V'chein mosif uri isem oso. Uzachartem es. Vas isem es. Shetzorach litim revach bin mem shebesof teva la'alef shebetchilas teva. So it's not just the same letter, but even a silent letter, like an aleph, one has to take a break before. Then Tosfos adds, this is our minhag, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, v'chein tzorach lahatiz zayin shel tizkeru. One has to make sure that the Zion in Tizkru sounds like a Zion and not like a sin. Shalishma sin. Lama an sheyielanu schar mitzvos. Vein lanu lasos amanas lakaval pras. We're not supposed to be doing it. Right? Lama an Tizkru is that we get reward. We do get reward. But that's not why we focus on mitzvos. That's why we have to make sure Lama an Tizkru, it's so that we shall remember all of the mitzvos. Right? Even though we do the mitzvos amanas lakaval pras, as the Mishnah says, the Mishnah does not say, Almanas shelo lekabel pras. It just says shelo almanas lekabel pras, that we don't do it on condition to get the schar, even though we will get the schar. But that is Tosfos, that we have to try to make sure that it is tizkeru and not tizkeru. That is Tosfos' hosafa to the examples given in the Gemara. Okay, now we get back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Kala Kori Kriyashma, Umedaktik Vosi Oseha. Anyone who says Kriyashma and is Medaktik in the letters, as we had in the Mishnah Naman Aleph, Medaktik Vosi Oseha. Remember Rashi said that means if I don't see it clearly. And we have the Machlokas Ramam Raivit about whether that applies to other languages as well. But anybody who says Kriyashma and is Medaktik, Mitsaninin Lo Gehenim. Gehenim is cooled off for him. It's a great school up. Somebody says Kriyashma properly. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bifares Shakai, Melachim Ba, Tashleg Bitsalmon. So when we darshan it to mean Altikre Bifares, when it's spread out, when a God spreads out, Ella Bifaresh, like Lefaresh, when someone enunciates. Bifares Shakai, Altikre Bitsalmon, Ella Bitsalmavis. Right, Malachim, if somebody enunciates properly, Tashleg, from the word Shelag, will get cooled off, Salmon, Salmaves, Gehenim. Right, so that's the drasha that we have to have one have Gehenim cooled off. What's the Midah Kenegan? Midah, says the Beis Yosef, in Simen Salmach Beis, where this is quoted. If somebody energizes and heats themselves up to be medactic about this, you got to be on fire to make sure that you're getting Kriyashma, saying Kriyashma properly, so therefore the fire will be cooled off. They light themselves on fire to be excited about Kriyashma to say it properly, so too they will be, the fires of Gehenim will be cooled off as well. If you look at Tzlach, the Rebbe Yehuda discusses, what type of person are we talking about here? If somebody's medactic in Kriyashma, then Gehenna will be cooled off. Yesh ledactic. Mimanavshach. If we're talking about a tzadik gamur, then what's he doing in Gehenna? Right? Gehenna's going to be cooled off. Ma avidite be Gehenna klaushi. It's tarkul. It's signing lo Gehenna. And if he's chayav to go to Gehenna, what? So say Kriyashma properly, he's going to help him out? He's got to go to Gehenna. He's got to be sova lonshim. If ki ma onashuze im mo yisbol tsar Gehenna. Velo loma hech nisu le Gehenna levatala. So Vinir Ali, he quotes the Chachmi HaMusar in the name of the Zohar. Shagam, right here, the tzlach right here. Shagam hatzadikim bihikansam ligan eden ovrim derech gehenim. When tzadikim, on their way to Gan Eden, they take a little detour. They stop by Gehenim a little bit. Letovas ksas rishaim krovehem. Shekvar savlu karov le'erich onesh amagia aleihem. Says the tzlach, when the tzadikim go to Gan Eden, they stop by Gehenim to help out their relatives a little bit that already got most of their onesh. And, you know, they wanna give them a little bit, get out of early a little bit. These people there, they don't have the koch to bring themselves up. As we had earlier. Wow. The tzaddik gets a little tsar in order to schlep up his relatives. And we see a similar idea in this world, like we had earlier in Daf Hey. Later on, I see two drachim. I know I'm going to go past Gan Eden. I don't know if I'm going to go in Gan Eden. Okay, this is what it means. Alzeh amru hakorei kriyashma mudakti bosi yoseh afilu am yelach leGan Eden derech gehenim. Even if you're going to have to stop by there, yitzanenu lo gehenim derech hiluch hasham. It's still not going to be a difficult experience for you when you walk by. V'ulai zeh kivnu. That's what it means at the end of Chagiga in Arshol gehenim sholeit al tiv mitich hachamim. Hainu afilu ba'avram derech sham in Arshol adis b'hem. Okay, unique tzlach that we will go by those areas, tzaddikim will go by those areas on their way to Gan Eden. Okay, Yomar Bichama Bar Chanina, we continue. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina says, Laman ismachu ahalim l'nachalim, why in the pasuk that we're about to read does the pasuk compare? And have a hekesh in the same pasuk, tents and rivers. Ahalim lenachalim dechziv kinachalim nitayu kiganos aleinahar, like rivers they shall be planted kiganos, like gardens aleinahar on the river. So you see in the same pasuk you have nechalim and ahalim in that same. I'll read the whole pasuk. I have the whole pasuk says kinachalim nitayu kiganos aleinahar kaahalim natashem kaarazim alimayim. Right, so you see in the pasuk we have it ahalim and nechalim. Lomar lacha, says the Gemara, ma nechalim ma'alin et ha'adam mituma l'tahara. Just like nechalim, rivers can be ma'ale a person, can act like a mikvah from tuma to tahara. Af ahalim ma'alin et ha'adam mikav chova l'kav schus. So to ahalim, the tents of Yaakov, the Batei Medrash, can be ma'ale a person from kaf chova l'kav schus. They can also be mitaher, mitarmi. Right? The concept of Torah being a mitaher. The Rambam writes about this at the end of Sefer Tahara. We've quoted this. The last halach in Sefer Tahara. The Rambam says, Dover barur v'golui, sha'tumas v'ataros gzeres hakasav hein. Tum and Tahara are ultimately gzeres hakasav. They can't be explained. Ve'ena midvarim shal daito shal adam achras osam. And they're not things that a person could figure out on their own. V'harihin mechlal achukim. All of Tum and Tahara. V'chein atvila min atumos mechlal achukim. Also tevila. I go into a mikvah, all of a sudden I'm tahar. However, tumah got onto me, it's gone. She'ena tumah tit otsoa. She'ta'avar b'mayim. Tumah is not like dirt. I go into the water and I get cleansed. So, Tum is Gzeiras HaKasav, and Tahara is Gzeiras HaKasav. El Gzeiras HaKasav hi, v'adavar tali b'kavanas halev. L'fichach amru chachamim tava v'la hoksak ilu lo tava. Somebody went to the mikvah, well, not hoksak v'tahara. It's as if they didn't have tefillah. V'yafal pikein, but then the Rambam says, v'yafal pikein remez yesh b'davar. There's a remez. K'shem sh'amachavim libo l'taher, kivan sh'tava tahar, v'yafal pishol n'schadish b'gufo davar. If somebody has kavanah to be mitahara themselves, even though nothing changed in their body, it works. Kacha machavin libo litar nafsho mitumas anafashos shein machshavos avon v'deos haros kivan shehis. So too, psychological tara, not just physical tara in the mikvah. Once I do that, then I make a decision. Kivan shehiskin belibo lifrosh meosan aitzos v'hevi nafsho b'mei hada'as tiher. Once I decide in my heart to come to the side of Tara in Seichel, in emotions. So all of a sudden, I jump into the Mehadas, to the river of knowledge. Tier, I become tar. Hare you omer v'zorakti aleichem mayim tahor mutaharte mikotam osechem umikogul aleichem atar eschem. That's a very fitting Rambam to discuss as we approach Rosh Chodesh Elul, right? So that's why even if the Mehadas is also like the pasuk here says, Ahalimik appeared to Nechalim. Many Achronim, I didn't bring it, but the Chavetz Chaim in the Taras Abayis, in his Sefer, all about the Galus of Talmud Torah, he talks about how Talmud Torah doesn't just, person doesn't just learn, but Talmud Torah is mitar a person and is machtir a person. And it makes somebody, makes us different when we are involved in Talmud Torah. Good. There's one other source, and that is if you look in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, on this pasuk, he has another drush, not related to the Gemara. He quotes the Gemara, and then he says, well, I have another drush. There are four phrases in the pasuk. It's the pasuk right after Matovu. Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanzech Yisrael, and the next pasuk, Kinechalim Nitayu, you'll be planted like, the Bnei Yisrael will be planted like rivers, Kiganos Alei Nahar, like gardens at the edge of a Nahar, Ka'ahalim Nata Hashem, like tents, Ka'arazim Alei Mayim, like tall cedar trees. Says the Aruch Chaim, this is Keneged, this pasuk is Keneged, Dalid Kitos HaTzadikim, Sheba'am Hashem. Four groups of righteous people. That's what this pasuk is Keneged. Echad hu kishmuel hanavi. Number one, the highest level, so to speak, is Shmuel hanavi. What do you mean Shmuel hanavi? Shayim esabev koleris Yisrael, lelameid li Yisrael Torah umitzvos. Because Shana v'shana. He made it his business to make sure to be able to teach others. And not just stay in his Dalad Amos and teach. But he went out all over to try to teach. Right? Shmuel did not have the tool of the internet to be able to sit in his Dalad Amos and be able to teach all over the world also. But Shmuel HaNavi went around. He always came back home with Shuvasa HaRamasa. But Shmuel HaNavi went around and made sure his Torah was promulgated all over. Number one. Number two, we have the Kada Tzadikim HaKvuim L'Talmud Torah. Lo Moda Lo Amedo Lo Aros Mishpat. We have the Tzadikim that stay where they are, but they also make sure to teach as best as they can, and their door is always open. And that is the Kata Omedes Belishkas HaGazis, Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin sat, and they waited for the questions to come, but they were always open to the public as well. That is type number two. Hibagadar HaRishon Atzma El Hashem. It's similar to number one, but the Mavakish Hashem Yavo Aleihem. Most of all, Shmuel Shuayim Masavi Lahorasam. Shmuel went around. Number three, Kata Lomedes Torah Lishma La'atzma, Laskil Avin Imri Noam. The third level is those who are learning Torah. They're not focused on teaching Torah, they're learning themselves. Number four is Kata Machzekes Yidei Alamdanim. Those who support the Alamdanim. The Yotzim Lamalachtim Lim Soterif Adam. Those who are Osik B'Malachi in order to support their families and they support Lomdei Torah. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh beautifully. That's the four phrases in this pasuk. Kinechalim Nitayu. What's that? Rivers. Rivers, they flow. They move. So that's the first type, right? The pasuk, he doesn't say it, but the pasuk that introduces this pasuk is Matovo Alecha Yaakov. We're talking about Ahalim. We're talking about Talmud Torah, as the Gemara Darshan's here. So number one, the rivers that go out like Shmuel HaNavi. Number two is Kiganos Aleinah, like a garden. A garden is a beautiful garden. It just doesn't move. But you could come to the garden. You could get pleasure from the garden. You get Hanah from the garden. You could come and take fruit from the garden and take it with you. So that's why the Chachamim and the Loshkas HaGazis, they are Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. It radiates out from where they are. Number two. Number three, Ahalim Natei Hashem, like a tent. A tent is a closed area. A tent, somebody stays in their tent and they learn. That's the third type of Talmud Chacham. And the fourth is Ka'arazim, like the cedar trees. The strong, the strength that supports others. That's the remez of the Arazim. Remez la'ashirei am ba'alei koma ba'alei kolach u'gura ba'olam hazeh. And that's the Arazim. There's no fruit on the Arazim, but they are strong and support. That's that pasuk. Our Gemara talks about the four chachamim, the four oskim batorah that are alluded to in this pasuk. Okay. Says the Gemara, fifth line. Hakari lamafriya lo yatsa v'chulu. The Mishnah quoted three halachas. The third one, there was no machlokas about. The third one just said, somebody reads, lo mafreya, lo yatsa, one does not, it does not count, one's not yotzi, you have to say it again, and if somebody makes a mistake, they have to go back to the place where they made a mistake. Rabbi Yami Vervat, Rabbi Yasi, Havika Katrinle, Gananol, Rabbi Lazar, they were tying up a chuppah. It was Rabbi Lazar's wedding day, and they were making the chuppah for him. They were tying the chuppah. So Amalu, he says to them, you know, it's passage for the chassid to do it himself. They're doing it for him. So he says to them, you know, I'm going to go to the Beis Medrash a little bit now. I'm going to see if I hear something, and I find a great thought. And I'll let you know. parenthetically. The chassan is busy in the Beis Medrash on the day of his wedding. That's the most that we get out of this line. Right? The chassan is not putter from learning just because he's osik in all the wedding preparations. See, he's learning. They're busy making his chuppah. He's like, okay, I'm going to go learn. You know, I'm not going to be involved in it myself. And, you know, and I'll come back and tell you something. Azal, and he went, Ashkeche Latana Diktani Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. He went, he found someone who was reciting a brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kara, if you look in the Sharm Siyana Balacha here, he talks all about Kedarka Bakodesh. Many times he quotes Gemaras whenever there are tirdis. Even the, that's why the Gemara says these details. Even when there are tirdis, the Tanoim and the Amorim were Oskim b'Torah, even in such situations. There's a Mishnah Maseches Krisus, where it says on the wedding day, there were two Tanoim were at the store buying a piece of meat, and one of them was talking to the other one about a complicated law in terms of Gufin Mechlakin, a Mishnah in Krisus, but even there, they were Osik in Torah. So, this Chassan went and goes to the Beis Medrash, and here's a Brisa being stated in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kara v'ta v'eni yodei leichanta. Somebody's saying Kriyashma, and all of a sudden he realizes he made a mistake. And he doesn't know from where he made a mistake. So if you look in the Bach, we'll do the Bach's Girsa, Yachzir LaRosh. If he has no idea where he blew it, he has to go back to the beginning. Be'emsa HaPerek. If he realized, he knew he was in a certain paragraph, but he forgot which one. Yachzir L'Tchilas HaPerek. He goes back to the beginning of the paragraph. He knows he got into Vahaya, but he doesn't know where he got up to. So you go back to the beginning of Vahaya. Rabbein Perek LaPerek. If you're in between Prakim, and you're not sure which paragraph, right, you said Uvisharecha, and you're not sure if it's the first or second paragraph. Yachzir LaPerek HaRishon. You have to go back to the first one, just in case. Derech Agav, the post can point out, though, if I finish Uvisharecha, and I'm in Shul, and I see most people finishing Shema, so I could kind of realize that I must have been the second one, because I would have finished the first one much earlier, then maybe you can rely on that. But continuing, being Ksiva L'Ksiva, if you're not sure which Ksiva, which Uchsavtam, Yachzir L'Ksiva HaRishon, you have to go back to the first one. That is the brisa that was said. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has his brisa sent in front of him, and he answers, Lo shanu ela shelo pasach b'laman yirbu yimeichem. When do you go back to the first one? If you're not sure which uchsavtam you said, you have to go back to Vahaya. That's only if you didn't say laman yirbu. Aval pasach b'laman yirbu yimeichem sirche nakad va'asi. But if you already started laman yirbu yimeichem, so we assume you must have said the second paragraph and went right into laman yirbu. You must not have been thinking when you learned, but you went the regular Orach Lashono, the way that you normally talk, and therefore we can assume that you said the second paragraph already. Again, concept also that comes up in many places, Sirche Nakat. Right? This is why within the first 30 days of changing a phrase in Tefillah, we have to repeat. If I'm not sure if I said V'sein Talamata or V'sein Bracha, within the first 30 days, I have to repeat, because I have to assume Sirche Nakat. Right? I said what I'm used to. So that's the halacha, right? If I'm not sure if I said a melech hakadosh or a kel hakadosh, right? I have to assume I said a kel hakadosh the first 30 days. So the chassan heard this, asa va'amr lehu, he hears this and he goes back to them, va'amr lehu, and they say, I guess they're finishing making the chuppah, ilu labanu al shema davar zeh dayenu. Wow. If we would have come today just to hear that dayenu, that would have been good enough. They were very excited about that statement of Rabbi Yochanan about sirche nakat va'asi. Okay. Masisa says the next Mishnah. Umanin korin barosha ilan. Workers. Umanin. Let's say you have workers up in a tree. So, it's time for Kriyashma. Umanim korin barosha ilan barosha nidbach. They're allowed to say Kriyashma at the top of a tree or the top of a layer of bricks, layer of stones. Masha'ein and Masha'on lasos kain batfila. What they're not allowed to do by Shemona Esrei. So, why not? What's the difference between Kriyashma and Shemona Esrei? Says Rashi. Rashi right here says on the Mishnah, "Mashein Rashon Lasos Kein Betfila Did Slusa Rachmehi Uboi Kavana." Because davening is Slus Rachmehi, as we'll have next week as well on Daf Chaf Uboi Kavana, and it needs Kavana, and therefore you can't daven on top. Ask the Achronim, what do you mean? Tfila does it? Shmona Esrei Kriyashma doesn't need Kavana. Kriyashma also needs Kavana. So what do you mean that that Slusa is Rachmehi? Right, so there must be a deeper idea here behind Rashi, and this put this on the list. Right, we had a few points already. The chiluki between Kriyashma and Tefillah says the Rav and Rishimo Shiurim, says Rav Soloveitchik. There's different types of kavana. What's Rashi talking about? You need kavana for Shmona Esrei. For Kriyashma, We need kavana pirush hamilos. We have to know what the words mean. And then abim akabal amachos shemayim. But shiny tefila techal badin kavana miyuchedes sheomei lifnei Hashem milvad kavanas pirush hamilim vekavana zuma keves b'chol tefila. Like Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefila. Reb Chaim, who's answering the question. We mentioned this at least once before in the Masechta. Reb Chaim was answering the question of Sira in the Rambam. The Rambam in one place says you have to have Kavanah for the entire Shemone Esrei. And the other place the Rambam says you have to have Kavanah for at least Avos, the first Bracha. Says Reb Chaim, well, there are two types of Kavanah. Kavanah of what the words mean, Pir Shem Yilim, then, but yeah, but the first Bracha is enough. But Kavanah that you're standing in front of Hashem, Shemone Esrei is an experience of Amidu L'Fnei Hashem. That's ma'akev in the entire Shemone Esrei. If I daven start to finish and I don't recognize at all that I'm standing in front of God, that I'm saying Shemone Esrei, then I'm not Yotzei, says Reb Chaim. So there's a different type of kavana. So says Reb Salveshik, says Reb Chaim's grandson, giving pshat of Rashi in this Mishnah. That's why, l'fnei Hashem, you can't have that type of kavana when you're on top of a tree or on top of a pile of stones. That you need to be on the ground. That is the chilek between tefillah and kriyat shema. Again, we're keeping the list. We've already had chilukim about this already. We had this in Tosfos in terms of having hefsekim. There is more flexibility in terms of hefsek and kriyat shema and then in Shmon Esrei. There's others. Rav Salveja quotes here being drunk, a shikar might be able to say kriyat shema, not Shmon Esrei. Shok de ligmar es kula. They had the limits for how much of a break you're allowed to have. There's a higher standard in Shemone Esrei than Kriyat Shema, and we'll get to other halachas as well. Yesterday we had how much you have to wash your hands, Rechitzas Yadayim. How far do you have to go? Again, a difference between Shemone Esrei and Kriyat Shema. But this Rashi and this Rishi Mashirim goes on that list. So workers up in the tree, they're allowed to say Kriyat Shema, but they're not allowed to daven. Next, who else has Pturim? Chasan Patur Mi Kriyat Shema Laila Harishona Ad Motzei Shabbos. Remember, in the days of the Talmud, people got married Yom Ravi, first Mishnah Ksubas, Psalon says the Yom Ravi. So they have four nights: Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzei Shabbos. Well, they get married Wednesday night, so they could go to Bezdin on Thursday morning if there are any Shilas. So Chasen Pater Mi Kriyat Shema, the Chasen who gets married is Pater from say Kriyat Shema Laila Rishona Ad Motzei Shabbos and Losa Maisa. If he still hadn't had a Maisa Bia with his wife, he's Pater every night until he consummates the marriage. Imlo asa maisa. Why? Because he has a tirda. He's torud in what he's involved in, and therefore he has a ptur. The Tosfos Yantif here has two days. He's noted to say that this only applies to Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, not Kriyat Shema Shel Yom. Right? The assumption is because there's no Bia Bayom like we had twice in Maseches Nida, but the Tosfos Yantif says, I read it to you. Umidlotani milayla harishona milayla rishon. Right, it only says that chasam padav kriyat shema ad motzei Shabbos, not me, not from now until yishlama delomar belaylos dafka pater avol b'yamim chayev yisrael kadoshim heim umesech daito mina ve'en kan tirda. The tirda does not exist during the day, and therefore says the Tosfos Yantif, the p'tur for the chasam is only kriyat shema shel Laila and not Kriyat Shema Shel Yom. An even more limited shita, the Mara Kohen, right here in the background, Masalami Vilna quotes Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes, who says, maybe only Kriyat Shema Lamita he's pater for. But if he's able to daven Ma'ariv before that, so then he's not pater from that. Right? He's only pater from the Kriyat Shema that he says Alamita, which can connect to the Rashi that we had on Dav Beis, which talks about what the Iker Kriyat Shema is. So a different day is which Kriyat Shema we're talking about here. So either way, some Kriyat Shema the Chassan is pater from. Umaisa Rabbi Gamliel Shanasa Isha Vikara Laila Rishona. A story with Rabbi Gamliel that he married someone and he read Kriyat Shema the first night. Amru Lo Talmidav. His Talmidim say, Limatana Rabbeinu, Rabbi, didn't you teach us Shechasam Patam Kriyat Shema? You taught us the Mishnah, the Halacha. He is in the Mishnah. Didn't you teach us the Mishnah, the Halacha, that Chasam Patam Kriyat Shema? So Amar Lahem, he says, I did, but it doesn't apply to me. Eini Shamea Lachem Levatel Hemeni Malchus Shemayim Afilu Shachas. I am not listening to you to be Mevatel for me Malchus Shemayim, even for one moment. Even for one moment. I'm not going to listen to you. Two Haaretz. Number one, the Lashon of Limatana Rabbeinu. Rebbe, didn't you teach us? So the Maariv Chaya says, this is the basis for a halacha. We know when our Rebbe or our father say something that we do not agree with, we are not allowed to say, you are wrong. Even if they are wrong. We're not allowed to say it in that way. There's still kibud av and kibud rav, even in a case where the Rav or the Av are wrong. One has to say, didn't you teach, didn't we say, that's the language of the Matan Rabbeinu. Says the Maritz Chayes, Mikan hotzi araman dvarav, perakei milchus tamator alachates, ra'a rabba over al divrei Torah, omer lo, limatani Rabbeinu, v'umarak has a mishter kasav delaman me'oviv, avalin tzorach lazeh, the Kazavich says it's compared to a father, no, it's before the Mishnah, limatan Rabbeinu, this is the source for that, for that halacha. So that's the language of the Matan Rabbeinu. But now let's get to the content itself. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? No. You can't be mevatel mi malchus shamayim afilu shachas. But what do you mean? He's putter. What does that mean, that you can't be mevatel for me? So, kahati. We don't usually quote kahati. But kahati here quotes Rav Chaim Ivalazhin, mipi ha-shmua. Kahati quotes that he heard from Rav Unterman, in the name of Rav Chaim Ivalazhin, a pshat on this Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah here, he wasn't a rabbi, he was a banker. Just to mention, Kahati is a Musar Haskel. A banker who changed the face of Mishnayos, right? We live in a post-Kahati generation. When somebody talks about learning Mishnayos, Bizman Azeh, I see Ruba the Ruba of the Olam, takes out a Kahati, right? Pre-1980s, he took out a Yochanu Boaz. But Kahati changed the face of learning Mishnayos. Unbelievable. We know Kahati, we know the bottom of Kahati, we know Shas. Says Kahati, Shemati has Rebbe Shem Rebbe Chaim Ivalazhin on this Mishnah. What does it mean? What do the words of Rebbe Gamliel mean? Kiragil nasana adam ba'ol asakav ayom yomayim. Usually a person is involved in all of their activities during the day. Umocho shakua tamid bin yani chulin. And I'm involved in other activities. In order to say Kriya Shema, I have to stop what I'm doing and be mitameitz in order to free myself from the chulin thoughts and be mechavein to the l'shamayim thoughts. And that's why the halacha is for 99% of the population that if somebody, a chassan is part of him Kriya Shema. Because in order to say Kriya Shema, I have to separate myself from what I'm involved in and go up the spiritual, intellectual ladder and get involved in a state of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. In Manu Omer, if you put me Kriya Shema, that just means stay where you in the state that you're doing. But Rabbi Gamliel was always in the state of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. That's how he lived. Torasu Umnaso. Kol Menyanav, the Zoram Shebekdusha. If you tell him not to say Kriya Shema, that would be he has to remove himself from the state of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim and lower himself. So Rabbi Gamliel says, I don't have to do that. By Kriya Shema for everybody else, there's a Ptur. He knew he was on this level. Lukashel Shtachver b'machsheves hakodesh. Afil v'makam she'asol ha'arba d'varim she'bekdusha. Go on merchatz. Here, in a merchatz, in an ambati. Okay, he has to force himself not to think about Torah. But his natural state was Torah. So to not say Kriya Shema would be removing himself and lowering self. And that's why he says, I don't want you to be mevatel for me. Because to say Kriya Shema for him would be a bittul of the state that he's in. Unbelievable. That's Rabbi Chaim Ivalazhin. Unlike everyone else, all of us, we would have to get into the state of Kriya Shema, and that's why there would be a Ptur. So he quotes that from Rav Unterman in the name of Chaim Ivalazhin, right here in Kahati. I don't know if I've ever quoted Kahati in these past seven and a half plus years, so Baruch Shechianu, right, that we quoted straight from a Kahati. Okay, we continue now. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ho'umanin Korin Barosha Ilon Barosha Nidbach, Umispalin Barosha Zayz Barosha Ta'ena. The workers could say Kriya Shema at the top of a tree or a Nidbach, like the Mishnah said, and they could even daven Barosha Zayz Barosha Ta'ena, the top of olive or fig trees. Why? Rashi says those are more sturdy. Those are more sturdy. They're serious branches, and there's no fear that you're going to fall down. And therefore, you can say you can daven there. By the way, the lachan shulchan aruch. I'm not allowed to daven anywhere where I have a fear of falling. Right? If there's a platform for a chazan to go on, it can't be too small for the chazan to have fear. Even actually, just the opposite of shulchan aruch says. The chazan is supposed to be the lowest point of the shul. Right? Not too many shuls have it. There are a couple of shuls here and there, the white shul in Far Rockaway, that the chazan is in the lowest point in the shul, going all the way down. They have in some shuls, they just have right when you get close to the chazan, they have a little indentation that you step down right before the chazan is supposed to stand. Okay, umispalin barosh azayis barosh ateinos. You could daven there. V'shakol ha'ilanos yordim lamato mispalin. By all of the trees, you got to go down and daven there. Ubala bias, but the bala bias himself, The owner, benkach uvenkach ger lamadu mispala. Balabayas shouldn't, if he's not the worker there, but he's in charge, for sure, no matter what, he should go down, because he doesn't have to, there's no counter pressure of losing time from work, so he should for sure go down and daven. Lefishein daitam yushevas alof. Because lamaisa, you're not, when you're up on the tree, no matter what, you don't have the best kavanah that you could have, so if you have the choice, one should come down and daven. Period. Rami le Rav Mari brought the Bashmuel Rava. Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, says to Rava, why is he called such an unusual appellation? Why is he called that? So Rashi quotes here what he says in many places. The daughter of Shmuel was captured. Gemara Ksubis talks about the story that she was the Bante de Shmuel, was captured. And eventually the one that captured her converted. Isser Giora, that was Shmuel's son-in-law, and it's a little pasnish, not appropriate to talk about the father. The father was a captor, and then he converted. So that's why sometimes the Gemara says the Gemara talks about Isser Giora in Baal Basra and elsewhere, but sometimes the Gemara does not say that. Therefore, it just says Reb Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Okay, brought by Shmuel LeRava Tanan. That's what Rashi quotes right here. Tanan Ha'uman and Karim Brosha Ilan Brosha Nidbach Amalo Bay Kavana. Our Mishnah says that the Umanin can say Kriya Shema on the top of a tree or the wall. The Mashma you don't need Kavana Bramini. But we had earlier Hakori Shema. We had a whole daf. Beginning of the parak, Hakori Shema, Tzorach Shechayv, and Islibo. You have to have kavana for a certain part of Kriya Shema. Shenemar Shema Yisrael, Uhalanu Omer Haskes, Ushma Yisrael, Malahalan Bahaskes, just like there is Behaskes. Haskes is the trepidation and listening carefully. Afkan Bahaskes. So Ishtik, so Rava was quiet. Amale, Bidi Shamil Chabaha, Rava says, well, did you hear anything about this? He says, as a matter of fact, yes. Amale, Hachi Amrav Sheshes, Fuhushe, Betelim Mimalachtan Vakorin. When can they say it? At the top of an Ilan Nidbach, when you stop working. Because you have to have some type of kavana. You have to stop working and have kavana of a Korin. Period. Vatanya, Beishil Omrim, Oskim Bimalachan of a Korin. Beishil says you can even say it when you're Osek Bimalacha. Lokasha, right, we have that in the Osek Bimitzvah. So yes, Lokasha, Ha, Beperak Rishon, Beperak Sheni. First or second paragraph. We had earlier different levels, different shitas about how what's ma'akev, what type of kavanah, what part of Shema has ikuv in kavanah. So we had all the different days mentioned there. So this is going like the day of Perek Rishon versus Perek Sheni. Period. Tana Rabbanan says the Tosefta Hapol. I'm sure you also malachis about labayis. It's all related to workers, polim that are working as about labayis. Korin Kriya Shema Umevarch Levanei Lecharecha. If I'm working and Zman Kriya Shema comes, I'm allowed to say Kriya Shema and make the brachas before and after. Va'ochlin piton, and I can eat on my lunch break, or even not during my lunch break. Our girsa is umivarchin lefanei lacharea, and you can make the brachas before and after eating. That's our girsa. If you look in the Bach here quotes the Rif and the Rush and other girsas umivarchin lefaneha. Make the bracha beforehand. We'll see more. But I'm sorry. That's the We'll continue and see the other brisa. Mevarchel lefaneh, but it doesn't have the word la'acha. We'll see the gerus in a second. Let's continue. Mevarchel lefaneh la'acharei, va'ochlin piton. Mevarchel lefaneh la'acharei, umispalin tefila shel shmona esrei. And we say we say shmona esrei. Avol in yod levi ateva, they can't be the chazan because that will take too long. They know sekapim, they don't duchen if they're kohanim. V'yatanya, stop there for a second. What's the issue here? Why can't they say more? The issue is that they're working, and every second that a worker is working for an employer, so it's not his time, and therefore one has to be so careful and so medaptic in terms of every moment that I'm working for somebody else. V'yatanya me'ein yudches. One brisa says that you don't say shmona esrei, you say me'ein. The summary, a shortened shmona esrei. Amar Rav Sheshes lo kasha har begamliel har b'yeshua. We're going to have this later on with Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. The Mishnah on Daf Chavches, where Rav Gamliel says you say shmona esrei every day, and Rav Yeshua says you say me'ein shmona esrei. Says the Gemara, I Rav Yeshua may ar yapolim. If it's Rav Yeshua who allows me'ein, so why does the brisa talk about workers? Afilu kol adam nami, anybody. Sela idivid Rav Gamliel. Really, it's talking about Rav Gamliel who usually says you say the whole shmona esrei. V'lo kasha kam ba'oshbosim b'scharin kam. And here it depends. If they're getting paid, so if they're getting paid, then they have to be very careful and say me'ein shmona esrei because you're on somebody else's time. But if you're getting your meat, getting kambos and sudas, and if all you're doing is getting food, you're getting food in return for working, so then you don't have to be as medakte because then you're not getting paid. Vatanya, the brisa says similarly, Hapol and Joyos and Malacha Yisabalabai Yisakar and Kriyashma Umispalalin. Polam that are working, they say Kriyas Ben David, V'ochlen Pitan, V'ein Mevarchen Lefaneha. They eat and they don't make the bracha before they eat. It's 4 seconds it takes. Maybe a bracha should take more than 4 seconds. But according to this Girsa right now, you don't make the bracha. Rashi says, we'll get back to it. Rashi, second to last line, She'ena min haTorah. Bracha Rishon is not Daraisa. Eina min haTorah. Continuing, Aval Mevarchen L'Acharishtayim. But you do make the bracha afterwards. You do make the bracha afterwards. Again, the Gra here quotes the Girsa of the Riff and the Gaonim Mevarchen L'Fanaha. Right, so again, question all about the Gersos. But our Gers says you make the bracha afterwards. Two, right? Not only, you don't make the bracha before, but you do make the bracha afterwards. What do you mean two brachos? Isn't benching four brachos and at least three brachos daraisa? Ketzad, this is what you do. Bracha Rishona Ketikuno, you say the first bracha is anasa olam normally. Shnia, you combine the third and the fourth, the second and the third bracha. Poseach bebirchas haaretz, v'kolin boni Yerushalayim bebirchas haaretz. That's what you do. Let's finish first, and then we'll talk about it. This all applies only if you get a wage. If all you're getting is the food, or the balabais is with you, so then you have more flexibility. Again, the Musar Haskel out of this is unbelievable. We have to be so careful every second of our that we're working for someone. We have to be careful. Again, unless it's understood. In our day and age, maybe it's understood that this old person, like, am I allowed to look up something on a website while I'm at the computer working for somebody? So, if you ask the employer, would they say it's okay? So, if I just, they would say it's okay, because that's understood. It's implicit mechila. So again, there's limits in terms of how much one is allowed to do that. Tosfos says, how are we supposed to cut out some of the brachas of benching? Assuming that we hold like Rashi, that Rashi says you could cut out the brachas Rishona because it's Durabanan. What about these brachas? They're Daraisa. Tosfos says in the last Tosfos, even though these brachas are all daraisa, the first three brachas we're going to learn later on in the seventh parak are daraisa. Yesh kach biyad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah. The chachamim can tell you be okir davar min haTorah, like the b'shev al tas. They can tell you not to blow shofar. They can tell you not to shake a lulav. They can tell you not to bench in the normal way. Since you're involved in the Malachas Balabayas, that is Shitas Tosfos. If you look at the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef is in Kuf Sadek Alav says, no. What's Doraisa for benching? Doraisa is just a bench. The Nusach HaBrachos aren't Doraisa. So you don't have to get into the Sugah of Yesh Koch B'yad HaChamim. No, you could just say that you're benching Doraisa. What would Tosfos say back to the Beis Yosef? Well, Tosfos say, what do you mean? Tosfos knows that the Nusach is not Daraisa, but this relates to the topic that has come up a number of times already. Once Chazal told us how to do a mitzvah Daraisa, then that takes on Daraisa status. And getting rid of that can be considered an Akiras Davar Min haTorah. That's what you have to say for Tosfos. Dibur Maskel v'Chosein. If you look in the Rambam, we're doing a lot of last Rambams today. We did the last Rambam in Sefer Torah. If you look at the last Rambam in Hilchos Schirus, in Hilchos Halachas of a Socha, a renter or a worker, says the Rambam, Kedera, the last halacha in every sefer of the Rambam is always hashkafa. The last halacha of every set of halachas isn't always hashkafa. But the Rambam here has at least one line. Kedera shemuzer balabais lo yigzal schar ani, just like a balabais is warned not to steal and to pay his workers on time, so to the ani is musar, not to steal from the balabais. The chulu, v'chein chayev lavod b'chol koch, also he has to work with all of his might. Where do you know that from? Shahare Yaakov HaTzadik. Interesting, the Rambam's Lashon. Yaakov HaTzadik. Does he ever call Avraham? Avraham HaTzadik? Yitzchak HaTzadik? Here he says, Shahare Yaakov HaTzadik. Omar, ki b'chol kochi avati yisavichen. Right, Yaakov says by Lavan, right, I served your father, talking to his wives, with all my koach. Lefichach natal schar zos af ba'olam hazeh. Shemar v'yifrot sa'ariz ma'od ma'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back. But he learns it out from Yaakov Avinu, who had the whole, he screamed at Lavan. Right, karach balayla, v'chulu. Right, tzadik dafka in this context, because of what the Rambam is talking about here. Okay, that's the end of Hilchos Schiris. That's this, connected to this Gemara. Back to this Gemara for a minute. Rashi said, Eim mevarchen lefaneha, at least according to one Girsa, you don't make a bracha before you eat the bread. Rashi says, because it is a mitzvah d'rabanan. This is based on the Gemara later on. On Daf Lamed Hey, where Rov Rishonim and Poskim assume that saying Birchas Hanehenin is a mitzvah dirabanan. based on Hashem Eretz Malawa Va'aras Hazal Avnei Adam. There is a well-known Pnei Yeshua. We'll mention it now. We'll mention it again, Be'ez Hashem, at the beginning of the sixth parak, where the Pnei Yeshua is very bothered. The source for Berachas Hananit is a Svara. It's a Svara. Asur Lanos Belo Mazeh Belo Bracha, like stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Svara is on the level of Daraisa. The Gemara asks in two places, Lama Likros Svarahu. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a Svara. Hamos Bechaveru Lava Raya. Gemara Meseches Baba Kama, Daf Mem Vav. So if it's a Svara, the Gemara says, Svara is on the level of Daraisa. So says the Pnei Yeshua, Lulei Demistafin, if I wouldn't have been scared, I would say against everybody else that saying Berachas Hananin is a mitzvah d'oraisa. He says, and I could still work out with you, Savik Brachas Lohakel. I could still work out with you. The principle of Savik Brachas Lohakel is not based on the principle of Savik D'Rabban Alakula. It might be inherent, Savik Brachas Lohakel. If you have a Savik Bracha, there's also the balance of Shem Hashem Levatala. So you could still say, Berachas Hananin d'oraisa and Savik Brachas Lohakel. I don't think that's a contradiction. But that is the Shita of the Pnei Yeshua, and he talks about our Gemara there, but a little bit, but that is an important Ha'ara that is against this Rashi over here that holds Eina min HaTorah. Okay, we continue two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Chasam Patam Mikriyashma. Oh, the next eight lines we had already exactly earlier on Daf Yud Aleph, so we'll run through it. Chasam Patam Mikriyashma. Tana Rabbanan. Beshitcha Bevesecha. Pratla Usig Bemitzvah. Vatchavadeh Pratla Chasam. But a Chasam is Pater. Mikan Amra Koni says a Psula Pater. Vesam Anachayiv. He's learned from here that if you marry a Psula where you're Tarud, you are Pater. And Amanachayiv. My Mashma. Where do you get this from the Pasik? Amra Papa Ki Derech. It's like when you're on the derech, that's when you have to do the mitzvahs. Ma derech rishus. When you're involved on your own derech, then you're chayiv. Afachanami rishus. Says the Gemara, Milo askina tekazel dvar mitzvah. V'yafilo achyam rachmana likri. Aye. Who says the pasuk is only talking about rishus? Maybe the pasuk is talking about dvar mitzvah too. So the Gemara says, Imkein le makra beleches. Should have said beleches. My belech techa. You're going. Shema mina beleches yidachu de mechayivis had the mitzvah patiris. Only when you go on your way are you chayiv. In Kriyashma and in mitzvos, but if you're on a derech of a mitzvah, you're pater. Osig b'mitzvah, pater b'na mitzvah. Ihachi, if that's true, my arya hakonis is a psula. Afilo konis enesu amana nami. So why is it limited to marrying a psula? Even marrying an amana also, isn't that osig b'mitzvah? Again, what mitzvah? What mitzvah are we talking about? We discussed this a little bit then. What mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to get married? That's a machlokas rishonim. Rambam Rush. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to get married. This line works out beautifully. What would the Rush do with this line? The Rush holds that it's only a mitzvah to have furavu, not a mitzvah to get married. So you'd have to work on this line. I feel as like, unless you say it's even a heksher mitzvah. Even a heksher mitzvah might be able to be docha. That's also a big topic, which we did not discuss then. If a heksher mitzvah, is that docha? Do you say ovsig b'mitzvah? So let's just finish, then I'm in the middle of a sentence, then I'll get back to the sentence. So if you have a sulanami, so the Gemara says, hacha tarid v'hacha lo tarid. No, but you need mitzvah, and also you need tirda. You need tirda. So an almana might be a mitzvah, but it's not a tirda. So the Gemara says, imishim tirda, if it's just tirda, filo tavas v'asa bayamnami. If it's just tirda, what if you have a terrible day at the stock market? Right? If your boat's going down, your investment's being lost. Mm-hmm. Should also be pater. Alman alama amar abi abba bar zavda amar rav avil chayv b'chol mitzvahs amar espatoru. Why does he say an avil chayv in all mitzvahs? He's tarud chutz min atfilin shahari nemer ben pa'er shemer pa'er chachav shalecha v'chulu. As we spoke then about the tour of an avil on the first day. So why are you chayv? So Gemara says no. Amri hasam tir to the reshus hakat tir to the mitzvah. There are two ingredients. You need mitzvah and you need tirda. You need both. Good. And back to the earlier line. The earlier line said, "Koni is almananami." Isn't that a mitzvah? So we asked, oh, 1 minute, according to the Rambam that says it's getting married is a mitzvah, fits in wonderfully, Kiddushin is a mitzvah. But according to the Rush, in the first paragraph of Maseches Ksubis, where the Rush says that the brachas that we say at a wedding is our birchos shevach, because getting married is not a mitzvah, the mitzvah is only puravu. How would he read this Gemara? So maybe one could suggest that he would say, even a hechsher mitzvah, you apply the principle of osig b'mitzvah. Is that really true? Every hechsher mitzvah? So maybe he would hold like the Nitziv. The Nitziv writes in the Shiltos, in the Amik She'ela, in Kuf Samach Tes, I think it is, where the Nitziv, where the Rav Achaigon, the Shiltos says that it is a mitzvah to build a sukkah and sit in it. Ask the Nitziv, what do you mean? A mitzvah to build a sukkah? It's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. What do you mean to build a sukkah? So there the Nitziv has a well-known comment where he says there are two types of hechsher mitzvahs. There's a heksher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah and a heksher mitzvah she'ena ksuva b'Torah. Heksher mitzvahs that are written in the Torah, meaning What does it say in the Torah? Uchesavtam al mezuzas beisecho visharecha. Write a mezuzah. Write a mezuzah. The mezuzah is to put up the mezuzah. Ah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah. But it's a hechsher mitzvah k'suvah b'Torah. Once in a while, the Torah doesn't only tell you about the mitzvah, but it tells you even the preparatory stages. The Torah does not say, cut down a lulav. The Torah just says, shake a lulav. The Torah says, write a mezuzah. The Torah says, chag ha-sukkas tasalucha, build a sukkah. We learn that from that pasuk. Build it, not just sit in it. So once in a while, the Torah talks about heksher mitzvahs. So it says the Netziv, a heksher mitzvah k'suvah b'Torah has a special status. You'd apply mitzvah b'yosem b'shlucha there. It's called a mitzvah. You would apply osei b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah by a heksher mitzvah. So let's talk about our case. Ki'ikach ish isha, according to the Rosh, even if it's not a mitzvah, it's a heksher mitzvah k'suvah b'Torah. So maybe that would be good enough to apply the principle of osei b'mitzvah by that. He also talks about Kavod Shabbos, right? That's also is based on Psukim in Sefer Yeshayahu. So anyway, that's the Netziv in the I think it's Kuf Samach Tes. It's in the end, towards the end of the third volume of the Shiltos. But maybe that could help out the Rush in interpreting our Gemara. Mishnah. Rachas Laila Harisha. So still talking about Regam Leo. Rachas Laila Harisha Chamesa Ishto. He washed himself on the first night after his wife died. Didn't we learn that an avel, you're not allowed to wash, an avel is asur lirchos. I'm an istinus. What could I do? What does istinus mean here? Tosva says, because being an avel means you're not allowed to have pleasure. But istinus means if you don't wash, you would have positive pain. That you don't have to do. That's how Tosfos translates ichat sar. And therefore, one is allowed, if somebody's going to have sar, so then they're allowed to do this, right? Reminds us of the story that's told over in the Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik one time was sitting and learning during Shiva. And somebody asked him, you're not allowed to learn during Shiva. He says, basically gave the answer of, if I don't learn, I'm in positive pain. It's not that I'm just not having pleasure. And therefore, he said that he was makir, that he was just in pain when he wasn't learning, and therefore, he was learning. But that's exactly what Rabbi Gamliel said here, istinisani, and therefore, he was able to wash. There is, by the way, a machlokas rishonim Rambam Ramban. What about an onain? Is an onain allowed to wash? Before avelus. We assume that avelus starts at kvura, not beforehand. So is an onain allowed to wash? That's a machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Rambam writes in Hilchis Avel, the Rambam writes in the Halacha Beis, Me'emasai t'yischaif adam ba'avel, mishiyisam ha'golel. The Rambam says, when does Hilchis Avela start? After Kvura. Ava kozman shlo nikbar ha'meis, eino asar b'dvar b'nadvarim shal Avela asar b'hem. There's no Avelas. According to the Rambam, there's nothing before Kvura. But the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam writes, no. Mishas misa all Avelas or chal, except for Nigilas Asandal. And Atifas Arosh, which we don't do, Kfiya Samita. But basically, Lamaisa, everything, all the veils kick in, according to the Ramban. So Rav Soloveitchik also discusses at length here in Rishima Shiurim, the lundus behind that, Machlokes, Rambam Ramban. Maybe, according to the Ramban, it seems like Avelus starts right away with a Ptur, that there is a connection between Avelus and Aninus. Everything starts right away. But there's a Ptur of Nihilas HaSandal that doesn't start yet. According to the Rambam, no. There's Aninus, and then there's Avelus. So that relates to when he says Avel Asar Lirchotz. Do they really mean an Onin Asar Lirchotz? But that's the first half of the Mishnah. Continuing, Ukeshemes Tevi Yafto, and when his Canaanite servant Tevi died, Kibal Tanchumin, except the Tanchumin on him, meaning the Brichas Tanchumin. Amar LaTamid Avim Matar Rabbeinu Shemakam Tanchumin Al Avadim. What do you mean? You don't accept Tanchumin for an Eved? Amar Lahem Ein Tevi Avdi Keshar Kol Avadim Kasher Haya. No, my servant is different. Kasher Haya. Period. Ask the Rashba. What do you mean you don't accept Tanchumin on an Eved? You don't accept Tanchumin on anybody that's not related to you. What do you mean? It's a chiddush about an Eved. You don't have Tanchumin unless there's an Avel here. So what does that mean? You don't accept Tanchumin on an Eved. So the Rashba asked this question. The Rashba says that, where is the line of the Rashba? Let me just find it. Vimtomer, lo yeel ben chorin. Miba kamun tachumen al rechokim. Kvar pirshu birushalmi, shetalmido chaviv kibino. Vechain avdo hamishamsho kiritsono chaviv alav kibino. He had that special, almost child relationship with him. And that's why he discusses it here with him. Good. Continuing. Chasan, imratza, likros, kriyasba. Back to what we said before. Imratza, likros, kriyasba, balayla, rishon, kore. If a chasan wants to, he's pater. If he wants to say kriyashma, he can. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol arotza, litol, sashem ito. No, he cannot. Why not? Mechzi kiyura. He's going to say kriyashma, so it's like, oh yeah, I could have kavana. It's like being a balgaiva, mechzi kiyura, then he can't. Fascinating. Turning over the page for a minute. To use Zayin and Mabez, there's a Tosfos. The last Tosfos in the Perek. Tosva says, talking about this Mishnah, that Bizman Hazeh is just the opposite. Umiyu, the last few lines of Tosfos in the Perek. Anu, Shebishum Pam Einonu Mechavnim Heitev. Well, the night we get married, we can't say Kriya Shema, because we have so much Kavana usually. Tosfos says we never have Kavana. So therefore what? We're going to not say Kriya Shema tonight as if we have Kavana always? Tosfos says Bizman Hazeh will be just be Adarava. It will be Mefsa Kiyora if you don't say Kriya Shema. Right? If you, Niyarki Yora Mo Yikra, Klomar Ani Mechavin Bechol Sha'ah. That is Tosfos. So what do you learn from this Mishnah Tosfos? Fascinating. The concept of Mechzik Yura is not objective. It depends on situation. It depends on place. It depends on time. In the days of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema because it's Mechzik Yura. And in the days of Tosfos, you have to say Kriya Shema because it's Mechzik Yura if you don't say Kriya Shema. Interesting. The Rambam says the Shitas of Tosfos in a number of places has the Niskatnu Hadoros type of mentality. Here he does, he says it later on also in terms of having Kavan Ishmon Asri, well, we don't have Kavan anyway. The Rambam never quotes these types of lines. That, oh, we can't do it, this and that. I'm never quoting these types of lines. He doesn't quote anywhere the concept of Niskanu Adoros, topic of a separate shir. Okay, we continue. Gemara, my time, Rabbi Gamliel, what's the reason Rabbi Gamliel says that he washed Ksavar Aninus Laila Drabban, and he holds that Aninus Laila, that means Aninus the day after. After Aninus Laila, even the day after he was an Oni, even after burial took place, Rashi says, "Drabanan dechsev achrisa kiyomar." It's only a day. Ubemakom istinis lo gozer beirabanan. And ubemakom istinis, if it's only drabanan, they weren't gozer ubemakom istinis. Period. Ukshemista v'yavda v'chulu tana rabanim avadim u'shvachos ein omer malim b'shura avadim and shvachos. We don't make a shura after a burial. Ve'in omer malim brachas avelim. We don't make brachas avelim. The bracha at least to say then v'tanchumi avelim. We don't give tanchumin. Ma'aseh omeisa shivchas osher Rabbi Eliezer. Nichlus v'damidav l'nachamo. The shivcha died and they came to Rabbi Eliezer. Kivan Sharosa, he saw them coming. Alu aliyah. He ran up to the attic because he didn't want to get tanchumin for alu acharav. Nichlusu lanfilin. He went to the next room. Nichlusu acharav. Nichlus the traklin. Nichlusu acharav. He kept running away from them. Amalem, he finally says to them, Kimidume ani, it appears, Shatem nikvim beposhrim. It appears, and I thought that literally you'd get burned with lukewarm water. Meaning, I thought you'd get the message. Achshav, iatem nikvim afil b'chami chamin. I'm running away, you're not even getting burned with boiling water. Meaning, you don't get the message. Lo kach shanisi lachem, didn't I already teach you? Avadim u'shvachos ein omdem alem b'shura, vein omer malem berchaz aveilem, v'lo tanchumi aveilem. I told you already. Elama omrim alehem. What do you say on them instead? Kishem shomrim lo laadem al sharov al chamaro shemesu hamakom yemalei lachach isroncha. Just like you say about anybody's property. Kach omrim lo alavdov al shivchaso hamakom yemalei lachach isroncha. Because an eved kinani is not considered a relative. You know, you might say the emphasis of this is because there's an issue of yuchsin. This person is not Jewish. You don't want to have such a great hesped for them, and a great tanchumin for them. You have to keep the borders between Jew and non-Jew. Tanya Ida continuing also, Avadim Shvachos in Maspidin Osan, Rabbi Yossi Omer im Eved, Kasher Hu Omer Malav, Hey Ish, Hoi, Woe, Ish Tov, Venema, Venenem Yigio. Right, so you give him some praise. Amar Lo, they say to Rabbi Yossi, you can't say that, why? Yemkei Mahinach Lek Sherim. That's something you say to Kash Ksherim. That's a great praise. So therefore, you can't say that about Avadim, because that's what you're supposed to say to Ksherim. Good. Tan Rabbanan famous. In Karan Avos Ela L'Shlosha, Vein Karan Imos Ela Arba. There are only three Avos, and there are only four Imahos. Avos my time, why? Ilem Mishim Delo Yadinan Imi Ruven Kasin Imi Yishim Kasinan. Why can't you call any of the Shvatim Avos? Why do you have to start up at Yaakov? It's because you're not sure where you came from. So Yahachi Imos Nami. Lo Yadinan Imi Rachel Kasin Imi Leah Kasinan. Same thing. We don't know where we came from. Maybe we came from Binyamin. Maybe we came from Yehuda. So Ela, no, the point isn't biologically we don't know who we're from. But it's substantively. Ela at hacha chashivi tfelo chashivi. No. They're chashiv. There's a certain category. Again, there's a lot to say here in terms of the avos. The avos symbolize. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all symbolize the avhus of our nation. They are the roots of our nation. You can say whatever it is. Chesed, gvura, tiferes, whatever it is. And the imahos. That's what it means. It's substantive. It's not just practically. Tanya idach also. Avadim u'shvachos ein karen osam abba ploni v'maplonis. You don't give avadim u'shvachos titles. Rashi says Abba was like Mr. in those days. You don't call them that. Because again, it's confusing. V'shal Rabbi Gamliel ha'ikaren osam abba ploni v'maplonis. He used to do that. Maisa listars. How did he do that? V'shem the chashivi, because they were chashiv. And therefore, he wasn't worried. They were chashiv about. Period. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mai Dechsev, Ken Avarechacha B'chayai, B'shimcha Esa Kapai. We're back to Kriya Shema. Ken Avarecha B'chayai, Zu Kriya Shema. That's the Baruch of Kriya Shema. B'shimcha Esa Kapai. I will lift up my hands, Zu Tfila. V'im Osekein, Alova Kasuv Omer, the next Pasuk, Kemo Chela Badesh, and Tispanashi, you will be satiated. V'lo Od, if you say Kriya Shema and Tfila, Ela Shenochal Shnei Olamim, Ha'olam Azev, Ha'olam Abba. Shenemar, V'sif Seber, Nanos, Yehalel, P. Good. We continue. Rebbe Elazar Batzim Asayim. Now we have, we're starting it, we're doing a little bit, and then it's the Shabbos daf. Just look, again, when I gave the next daf 7.5 years ago, obviously it was not out, but in the Rishima Shiurim, he has Chidushe Agada on all of the statements of the next daf. So please, if you have it, look into it, and feel free. Let's just do a little bit more. And hopefully I'll get up to where I stopped last time. Rabbi Lazar, Basar this Messiah Sluse. Rabbi Lazar, when he finished the Shemona Esrei, we're about to have Tanam and Amarayim, what they added on at the end of the Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Zilberstein writes in Chashuke Chemed, right, what do we learn from this? It's appropriate for every one of us at the end of our Shemona Esrei to add in something personal. To add in something with Kavana. So Basar Messiah Sluse, Amar, when Rabbi Lazar finished, he said, and Rabbi Soloveitchik says, all of these tefillos reflect who these Tanam are. So you have to go through who they are. Put in our poor. Our poor is our goro. Give us a lot of talmidim that we can teach. Right, let us find what our heart wants. Beautiful tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan. He said this. Look at our busha. We're doing tshuva. Let us be clothed in your piety. All of these tefillos they said at the end of the Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Zeira, what did Rabbi Zeira say? Amar hachi. Compared to our forefathers, we shouldn't be embarrassed. Reb Chia Basar Damatzli Amar Hachi Yerasam Alfanach Shem Alkenu Shetahei Tarascha Umanaseinu Val Yidva Libenu Val Yechshechu Einenu. Our hearts shouldn't be darkened. Rav Basar Mesluse. Here's the famous one. Amar Hachi. We just said it last Shabbos. Yerasam Alfanacha. This is Berachas Mevarchan Achodesh. Comes from Tfilas Rav. Hashem Alkenu Shetitin Lano Chaim Aruchim Chaim Shal Shalom Chaim Shal Dova Chaim Shal Bracha Chaim Shal Parnasa Chaim Shal Filat Atzamos. Exercise. Chaim sheish bem yiras chait. Chaim she. There's only one yiras shemayim in this version. Chaim sheim bem busha chlima. Chaim she losher v'chavod. Chaim she devano avasar v'yiras shemayim. Chaim she tamali lanu as kol mishalas libenu le tova. We'll stop there. The Rishash points out. What do you mean le tova? Because sometimes we don't always know what to daven for. We daven for something and it's not what we really want. So Hashem, take our tefillos le tova. Rav Soloveitchik writes. Rav Shechter quotes this in Mipnini Arav. Right, this is what it means. The kabel baracha mimuvratzon es tefillah seinu. Be makabel with rachmanis. What do you mean with rachmanis? Be makabel at tefillah with rachmanis. Make sure it's with rachmanis for us. And he writes there that you know how long I davened and how hard I davened to Hashem that I wouldn't have to leave Europe in the 1920s, the 1930s. But look, Baruch Hashem, he didn't answer my tefillah. Rav Soloveitchik writes, unbelievable. Litova. By the way, the mefarshim say that there's a phrase that in some siddurim they have bischus tefillas rav. It should be Rav. Some editors changed it. They didn't know what Rav meant. B'schus tefilas Rabim. That's a mistake. It's B'schus tefilas Rav. Because Rav is the one that said this tefillah. That's why it's B'schus tefilas Rav. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue.